Blog Talk Radio. Let's get ready here on Solar Records Radio to celebrate the sound of Los Angeles records. Man, I'm always excited about this because that's my team, that's my family, that's where I come from, and that's why the station is called Solar Records Radio, because we have been blessed because of Solar Dick Griffey following through on his commitment to excellence and making his dream come true. Man, oh man, what a blessing. What a blessing it is. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Come on. We are good. We are happy. We're blessed. And we want to say thank you so much for being a part of our show today. This is Wardell Fives Jr. Don Fleming will be coming on a little later, but I just want to get the party started the way that we always do. Ain't no party like a solar party is what I was told, right? Anyway, guys, so thanks so much for tuning in today. We're going to just chop it up a little bit. We're going to play the music like A Night to Remember. What an amazing song that was, and when it came out, it just really took the world by storm, and the UK really fell in love with Shawn Martin. It was on and over. I mean, it was Jeffrey Daniels went over and started doing the backslide. It was just crazy beautiful, and so we are so grateful for the fact that you guys loved the music so much that was done back then. And we're just so grateful, and we want to continue to share the legacy, to share our stories and your stories together. Now we're in a different time where now we can reminisce together on things that we used to do, how we used to dress, how we used to act, how we used to sit down and watch Soul Train. And I was actually on Soul Train a few times. So it's just, you know, I'm enjoying doing this with you guys. Much love to our girl Astrid, who has been on the road with the baseball team, and she's wiped out, guys. She's wiped out, but she's chilling tonight. So she's in the house just chilling, but she's beat up. And so it's nice that I got a chance to talk to her. It's always nice to talk to her. And Greg, much love to our brother Greg. Man, oh man, what's up, Greg? How you doing, buddy? Great topic yesterday, Greg, that you came up with. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, Greg, I just want you to know that the topic yesterday that was on the first show, it was also on the second show with Don Fleming. And it was just intense and beautiful because it was really, really about loving yourself ultimately and trusting yourself. And so it was a wonderful show. If you guys haven't had the opportunity to listen to the show, you can listen to any of our shows, our interviews or anything, because it's all in the archive for you. So if you want to go back, you know, just go back and you know, you just go to our show, Solar Records Radio, and then you can back up and go back as far as you want. Okay, it's going to be good. You're going to have a lot of fun. And we appreciate you guys coming on and hanging out with us every single day. Much love to all the new listeners. Thank you guys so much. I've been, you know, adding people into the group and stuff. So thank you so much for joining our group. Well, you're going to meet some amazing, wonderful, wonderful people. You will enjoy them. And this is a Christian-based station. So we just try to, you know, love on each other and be a blessing to one another. So if you guys, if there's anything that, you know, you want to post, feel free to do that. Just be respectful. Let's just make sure we're being respectful to one another, okay? Well, anyway, so it is time to get to the music. It is time to get to the music. And so I'm gonna back this guy off a little bit because he wants to do it right there. He just wants to hold it right there. And you know, we had so much fun. That kind of reminded me of "Curious" by Midnight Star. Man, oh man! And I will play that. That's one of Don Fleming's favorite songs. So anyway, let's get into the music. We have many producers that came out of Solar, came through Solar, and this is one of them that I'm going to play for you right now by the name of Babyface. So check it out, because it's no crime to have a good time on Solar Records.
But not only did she listen, but she loved it. And, you know, she's 38 years old, right? And she's in her own space, right? And so it's like, I was just in shock. And so, but I'm grateful. So thanks, Greg, again, for blessing us. And so, listen, I want to keep this music going here on Soul Eye Records Radio. And I hope that, you know, you guys can hear me better. They are going to help to get the sound. I got to get my other microphone back on. So we just switched microphones. So, but anyway, we'll see what happens. And I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful to Mr. Dick Griffey for, like I said in the beginning, blessing us, you know, following his dream and making it possible for so many of our careers to have launched off of his station. And because of his hard work in making sure that what he did paid off. Not only did it pay off for him, but it paid off for the listeners as well, because they got quality music. They got the kind of music that really blessed them right where they were in their situations, made them feel good, you know, made them happy or helped them through moments, you know. And sometimes we need that, right? And so it's nice that music has so much power and that it's capable of doing things that we can't do ourselves. You know, so many of my friends were born off of some of the music they told me that we did. They were made off of it, really. And I was like, really? And, you know, so you know they're much younger than me, right? I'm trying to hold on to my young friends, guys. Don't hate the player, hate the game. I, it's nice to have young friends and older friends, and then you get a good balance and stuff. So, but the young friends keep me working out at the gym. The old friends keep me watching all the good movies on Netflix. So it is a thing. But anyway, guys, so listen, I want to get this music going. And like I said, if you have any questions, anything about Solar that you want to know, however we can be a blessing to you and share any of the stories, I'm wide open for that. And if I don't know the answer, I will get the answer for you. But all I know is that my career was absolutely a wonderful time for a young man out of Philadelphia who had no clue what was about to come at him. I mean, and, you know, and I'm here, it is 40-something years later, and I'm still talking about it, and I'm still living off of it, and I have been blessed because of it. It was a launching board in my career, and I could never, ever say thank you enough to Mr. Dan Griffey. I wish he was still here so I could talk to him and share, you know, my feelings with him. But, you know, he's gone home to be with his Heavenly Father. So anyway, I am here. So if you have questions, email us at soulrecordsradio@gmail.com, or you can just go to Messenger and send me a message through Messenger, or you could go on the show page and just put your message there. And if you want to, you could call in and ask the question on air. And that telephone number is 646-668-8537. Once again, it's 646-668-8537. Don't be shy, you know. Come on, call in. Don't leave me in here by myself. Don Zimmy's already done that. So come on, call in and let's hang out. All right, any questions, any thoughts? We talked. Well, listen, let's get going. I'm going to stumble over myself. This is the Silvers. And this is a pride song that we did on the Silvers at the very end of Solar before, you know, it was the last Silvers album. And the Griffey was moving on to do other things. But we had the blessing, the blessed opportunity to work with the Silvers. And I'm so grateful that not only did I get to play on the record, but I also got to write for them as well. And so I want to thank the Silvers. And I want to thank Leon Silvers mainly for, you know, making that all possible for all of us. All right, guys, so let's get rocking and rolling on Soul Eye Records Radio. And when we come back, I'll start answering your questions. Let's roll. Yes, yes, Dynasty. I'm loving it, loving it. Come on, guys. We got to keep it going. Then I'm going to come back. We're going to chop it up on Solar Records Radio. Oh, man, because there's something about this woman.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. Mark singing his heart out there. Something about that woman. Man, what a groove. Woo, Lord have mercy. I love it. Love it. Anyway, guys, so let's get down to the nitty gritty. Okay, so first question. Let me go to my list here. Oh, man. So I have a question. And the question is, this is going to throw you off. It's going to throw you off a little bit, but, you know, but hang in there with me, okay? Here we go. First question is, why didn't Jermaine Jackson come over to Leon and you guys to give himself a hit at the time when Silver Spoon was exploding, Solar was exploding, or did he just want to be the Leon Silvers for the Jacksons? I'm like, oh, man. So, obviously, I can't get inside the man's head. I have no idea. Right? But I don't think he wanted to be... I think he wanted to be successful as a producer. But, you know, he did go to Stevie Wonder. I mean, and he did really well with that. But there was some other political stuff going on at the time with the record company that he was working with wasn't really happy with some of the stuff that was done earlier by other people that were working with us. I don't want to get into any specific names. So I think that could have had something to do with it. And politics usually squeezes its way. It finds a way to get in, right, and mess things up. And so, yes, that did happen. But, you know, I don't know if Jermaine wanted to be Leon Silvers for the Jacksons or whoever. But anyway, thank you for the question. Kind of like I told you, it's kind of heavy. Can I talk about how synthesized instruments were developed during the early 80s and how they were... Okay. One second. Okay, let me get back to the question now. I'm being booted out. You know how technology is. Okay, so can you talk about synthesized instruments? Were developed during the 80s and how they were used in the songs, particularly the Shalimar songs, the Shalimar Friends album. Were they used effectively? Where they were used effectively? I'm so sorry for messing up your question, but something is happening technology-wise and it's causing the screen to go away. So, can you talk about how synthesized instruments were developed during the early 80s and how they were used in the songs, particularly the Shalimar Friends album, where they were used effectively? Now, I had to say that fast before the screen went away again. Oh, Lord. So let's talk about it. I actually just posted a picture of a synthesized instrument inside of our page, not on our page, but inside the show page, on my personal page. Posted an Arp Quadra synthesizer that Ricky Freeze played, and we used that a lot. That synthesizer a lot. It was definitely a very effective instrument because it brought an element that was beautiful and it was new, it was fresh, and people loved it. The sound was something that people wanted to hear. They didn't know what it was, but it made them happy, obviously. And so as the songs were being developed, like It's a Love Thing, you hear it right in the beginning, And the Beat Goes On, you hear it there. There It Is by Shalamar, you hear it right there and the movement of, the arpeggios just going around and stuff. Also In Friends, like you mentioned. So it was one of those elements that was that really opened a whole new sound for us, and we weren't letting it go. Leon wasn't going to let it go. And so it was like, whoa, this is great. And I'm not sure, but I think Joey Gallo brought that instrument to Studio Masters at the time, and it was on. We did not use it on Second Time Around. We got it after that, I believe. But we definitely, And the Beat Goes On, that's it right there. And so you hear that, dun, dun, that's it. And so on and on and on. So the synthesizer really played a very important and wonderful role, a wonderful part. And it really made it so that it kind of opened the groove up a little bit. And it gave other elements that was beautiful. And like I said, it was, the sounds were happy sounds. It wasn't dark. It was the stuff that, the way that Ricky Freeze used it, he made it like, you know, beautiful elements. He didn't use darkness to make it creepy, but he did use darkness to make it full and rich, you know. So, but anyway, so that was what happened there, and that was that instrument. Ricky Freeze is in the process of restoring it right now, and I believe back then that instrument cost about $2,000 or something like that. Now today it's going for about $12,000. So it's like, just because you're old don't mean you're not any good. Right? And so there you go. I'll keep going. I'm getting different phone calls and everything as well about this show. So I'm going to keep on. I want to make sure I take care of everybody. And thank you so much for the questions. And like I said, you know, you can go to Messenger, and we're trying to do our best here to be our best and answer your questions. Yes, Dana Myers, how are you, my brother? Dana just said he talked to Kevin, and sounds good. So there you go. And so then you see, yes, it sounds loud and clear. Thank you, Astrid. All right, her and Greg are working together. Teamwork, y'all. Wardell, sounds great. Thanks for talking. Talk soon. Okay. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. So, you know, like I said, we have a lot of new listeners, people that are just starting to hang out with us, but they've been into this music just like we have for years and years and years. Loved it and loved it and loved it. So what a blessing that we all could come together, like I said. And so I'm going to play Don's song because I know how much he loves this song. And so, listen, we'll be right back, and I'll answer some more questions here on Soul Out Records Radio.
Would someone please hang that phone up?
Sorry. Let's do this. Right. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Well, I have to tell you something, you know, about that song. It's not what you got, but it's how you use it. That song was a very special song for me. It was the first time that I ever got to work with Miss Carrie Lucas. It was just something about that song that was very sweet and very innocent, very beautiful. And I thought, you know, just keep it simple and just, you know, just drive the train and just have a good time with it. And that's exactly what I did. And so now every time I listen to it, when I hear it, I think about those moments and how beautiful they were, and how much I was blessed because of, you know, just the approach that we take when we are, if you just think about the approach you take when you, whatever you're doing, and when you get to the end of, I mean, the fact that you thought about it, you just didn't just jump in and start doing something. You actually thought about it, you visualized it, and then you went for it and made it happen. And that's what happened to me in the studio. And it happened many times because I don't know where that thinking thing came from, why I would think it through first. But man, what a blessing it was. I'm glad that as a young man that I was wise enough to think that way. I think it also was fear, to be perfectly honest. Like, I didn't want Leon to be like, what the heck? You know, so I want to make sure that I did a good job so that I would hold my position, because it was important to me to not lose my spot. You know, just think about it, like players that are, you know, starters, right? They're not sitting on the bench, they're starters. And so when you go from being a starter to a bench player, that kind of messes with your ego. And you just feel like, man, I guess I'm not as good as they thought I was. They thought I was better. So, but when they realized I wasn't, they pulled me to the side. So it can affect you. So I always really took it very serious to be on time, to be ready, to give my all, and treat it as if it was my project. If that, you know, like, and I just wanted to make sure I did the best job that I possibly could. And that's just, I mean, we're talking about just drums, you know. But if you could be that way with the smallest things, then that really would bless you in the bigger things. And that's what happened, because Leon was able to see how serious I was about the small things, and so it was a little easier for him to start turning things over to me, like writing songs and then throwing me in the studio and having me produce people, because he knew that I was very serious. So I just encourage you young guys that, you know, just the smallest things, be very gentle, be careful, and focus and treat it with utmost respect. It will bless you in the long run. Trust me. So what were some, I'm going to read you from the listeners. What were some of the strongest hooks in Solar songs that still stick in your head? And why do you songwriters often struggle with the bridge? Okay. So, great question. The second part of the question is a struggle. It's just a struggle, buddy. You know, because what happens, I'm going to answer the second part first. What happens with the bridge is very, very important, right? But what we sometimes we'll come up with a groove, and we like the groove so much, especially with the up-tempo song. We like the groove so much that we think we don't need to change it, because we're going to lose it if we change it. So maybe we'll just drop something out here and drop something out there, and it will appear to be different. But ultimately, musicians and, you know, record company execs, people that are aware of music movements, know that there's no bridge in this song. And so you don't have to have a bridge. A lot of songs didn't have a bridge, but they had changes. Some of them had changes, but no bridge. That's different, but it's kind of the same thing. And let me explain to you. Like, I'll give you an example. Like,
you are explaining today. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So for example, And the Beat Goes On. It just goes to that change. We call it a B verse, right? So when it goes, it'll be, you know, the comes in with the intro, and then it goes into the verse, right? And then it goes to the B verse, where the music changes a little bit, and then it drops back into the chorus. Then it goes into the second verse, and then it goes into the B verse again, and it goes into the chorus again, but it's a double chorus this time. But then it's a trick bridge, because what they do is we changed it up. It's not the same, even though it's the same exact chords, the same beat, everything is the same, but the vocals have been taken out of it, and some of the keyboard parts have been taken out of it. So when it comes in, it has the element of being something completely different, and that feels good. And so that's something that happened, that, you know, writers and producers do to help to give it that change. But the bridge is really important, because the bridge is, when you talk about from a music point of view, a musical point of view, but when you talk about a lyrical point of view, when you come into a bridge, the bridge is really the bottom line of what you've been trying to say the whole song. It's just like, so anyway, I'm just saying, if you want to come home and be with me, then come home and be with me. But if you want to stay there, then stay there. You know, I don't want to break up, you know. So, but you know, all through the song, you know, he's crying, saying how much I love you. I'm sorry. I miss you. I hope, you know, you forgive me. And such and such, I hope things can work out. And then when you get to that bridge, so the bottom line is, you know, if you really want this, then come on home, is all I'm trying to say, is come back home to me. So the bridge is really important, but it's challenging for a lot of people, but it's so important, and we need to really, really need to, as songwriters, pay attention. I had a publisher once say to me, "Wardell, yeah, I love that song, but it don't have a bridge. Can you put a bridge on it?" And then I went back and put a bridge on it, and I was so glad he told me that, because that song became a number one song for Regina Bell, and it's called "Show Me the Way." And so I didn't have a bridge on it. I just went from verse to chorus. And he says, it'd be really nice if you could put a bridge on it. See, also, musically, what happens is when you put a bridge on a song, it lifts it. It takes it someplace else. It's a release from, you know, what you were so attracted to. And what happens, it releases you from that attraction for a moment. And then, bam, when that attraction comes back in, you're celebrating it. You go, oh, yes, thank you so much. Whoa, what a song. And so that's what a bridge does for these songs. And so so I answered the second part of that question first. Let me see. So any of the hooks of Solar songs that still stick in my head, like There It is one of my favorites. But see, you got to know that Leon was really good. He was a hooky kind of guy, right? That was his forte. He is so good at coming up with hooks. And so, you know, my song, Keep On Loving Me, I love that, you know, how it just, it just stretches out. Don't get me to singing. Maybe I'll let Don sing instead of me. So Don, do you have any favorite? Don, Mike just got turned off. Don't know what's going on. Okay, oh, he's back. So Don, are you there? Don, is Mike's going back and forth? Don, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I'm here.
Okay, so the question
talk
is for
me.
You, Don. This question is for you. Don, what are strong hooks that stick in your mind? What are some of the strong hooks
from Solar?
In your mind from,
from,
yes,
Solar,
from Solar,
just period. Oh, from Solar. You know what? You were talking about There It Is, the Shalimar. Personally, I think Over and Over to me it's basic, but it's strong. You know what I'm saying? It's wonderful. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say real quickly, I'll let you finish your thought. It's a double entendre sort of speech, because it's saying Over and Over and they're singing it over and over. So it's really, it's hypnotic. It really pulls you right in.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah.
When you think about even Show Me Where You're Coming From, you know, I think that's a strong, what you call also is a double entendre there. There's many signals there. There's many points of kind of what I'm deception. It's like you think it's this, but it's something else, and it's kind of tricking you in a good way as the listener. And the bridge and the hook, I think it's masterful. It's masterfully done. So that's Show Me Where You're Coming From is a good one. Raid. Of course, you know I'm going to go with my Lakeside Raid. I mean, it's just one word, and it hits you in the mouth, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Something about that woman. Each artist from the Solar label, you could pick out many songs that gives you just these strong bridges, mm-hmm. these strong hooks. And I mean, that's what made it to me, what made it what it was. So I hope I was able to answer that.
Yes, you did a great job. That was awesome. Man, oh, man. You know, you said something, and it made me think about, like, he said it tricked you in a good way. Like,
very deceptive.
Because, like, we would have songs that may be suggestive, but we didn't say those things. You have to read between the lines. We would say stuff like, you know, I want to hold you so close. You know, we wouldn't say I want to make love to you tonight, like these songs nowadays.
Yeah.
So they were like suggestive. I mean, it was like suggest the idea of wanting to do something and be affectionate with
subtlety.
People.
Yeah. You know, to me, again, it was the subtlety, the journey of deciphering it was the sexy part. You know, it was something that you know, you were able to decipher yourself and kind of just test your brain and your horizons as far as your stimulation of your mind and things like that. Once you were able to do that journey itself, the journey in itself was a beautiful experience.
Amen. Go ahead, Don. Speak on it, my brother. He's preaching today. That's right, man. And so I just want to say that, you know, there's so many ways of sharing and showing how you feel about someone. And it's really important, you know, to me as a man, that you do it in a classy way, that you're respectful. And some people do like it the other way, all in your face kind of stuff. But see, the difference is that you know how someone's dressed in a nice bathing suit, you could, it's up to the individual how they want to look at that, if they want to take it someplace else or they want to look at it for what it is. But when someone just don't have anything on, they just there, it's just like there's nothing left to imagination. And the imagination is where everything is. It's an amazing opportunity because now you're doing your thing and you got other people doing their thing. And so now we got like a two-way street going on. The people are feeling what they're feeling. They're thinking what they're thinking, and it is a blessing. So so listen. Don, you want to say something?
No. We have, you know, again, like you said, it's all subjective. And we all have our moments when it comes to interpreting the music that we listen to. And it's a good feeling. It's a real good feeling, man. And hey, I concur with everything you said.
All right. Well, I have a lady on the line right now, and I want to ask her. Julian, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey.
How are you, Sheila?
Hey there.
Hey. So we were just talking about, did you hear what we were talking about? I don't know.
I heard you were talking about like the bridges and the lyrics of like some of the songs.
Yes. And we just saying that sometimes it's important how you come on to somebody. You don't have to be so in their face and saying, what I'm going to do to you tonight. When you can say stuff like, you know, I just want to be close to you, you know, just keep on loving me, you know. I mean, as a woman, does it feel better when a guy comes on to you more classy, or do you, or how does it feel when you hear those songs and it's like right in your face, like what I'm gonna do to you tonight? I mean, how do you balance that out?
You know, I guess I'm old school, so you know, I'm along with you guys. You know, I don't like the. I mean, I'll listen to it, but I prefer just the good old school, Yeah. I like that. I like that. Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Instead of being so hard and so rough and everything, you know, just being soft and, you know, more gentle and easygoing about everything, you know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I want to say I was listening to Take Another Look at Love. I was listening to that yesterday, and just the whole song itself, I just love those words.
Well,
song
is that? By who? By what?
Take Another Look at Love.
Oh, by Dynasty?
Yes. Yes, I really like that. Yeah. Mhm. I really like the words, and it's different. It has a twist to it, you know.
Yeah.
I really like how you guys, you know, did that. It was really nice. Mhm.
Well, so that's so sweet. So, anything else on your mind there? You know, this lady, she goes out to concerts. She's always out there supporting all the acts and stuff. She's a real lover of the music. And so so nice for you to call in and share.
I was having issues with my phone, so I haven't been able to listen to you guys. But you know, you've been sending me like the link, and then I've been able to like listen that way. But I'm glad I'm back on track now, so I can listen and I can call in and you know, say a little something and speak to you guys.
Well, we appreciate you, sweetheart, and we thank you so much for calling in. And so, what we're going to do, just because of that, we're going to dedicate this next song to you. So is that okay with you?
That's definitely okay with me, yes.
All right. From Dynasty.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. like when you're out window shopping and you just can't seem to make up your mind between some of those things you wanted and needed. My love is on display and I'm sure that if you just have my way, you'll find all
for a hand, said, would you?
Shy. So I probably, that's a good one. It depends. Maybe if I have to be really, really comfortable, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong with it.
But why do you say you have to be really, really comfortable? And what is it that you don't want to happen?
Well, you know, you have these days have to be really, really comfortable because it depends, you know, I guess it really depends on a lot of things. You know, I may just want to just go out and just have a good time, go eat or, you know, go listen to some music or go to a concert, something like that. So you have to be really comfortable because you don't want to put the wrong thing on their mind. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, she's asking me out. So she's, you know, maybe she may be feeling me, but you may be feeling them, but it could be in a different way. You know, so we both kind of have to, you know, be on that same page. You have to make sure they're on the same page that you are. And if you're really interested and want to take it further with that person, then you really probably, before you ask them out, you probably want to make sure they're kind of feeling you that same way.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
So, Don, did you want to say something?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
No,
I'm on the road. If you can't tell.
Okay. Did you want to respond to her, or should I go ahead?
Oh, what the question? Should a girl ask a guy out?
No. We're just responding to her. We're just responding answering that question.
Oh, man, you got to be all over the place today. Well, I think, you know, women, you know, please, I am not trying to mansplain. I just, you know, from my experience on this earth and when it comes to the opposite sex, I think, you know, I love it when a woman's confident, you know. When one is shy, I think, you know, there is a certain, just depending on how that guy feels, I think it's that sense of mystery, you know, that a guy sees. If a guy can see she's shy and, you know, and she might be feeling you or whatever, then, you know, the task is to try to go into that mystery. Because, you know, it just depends on the type of person you are, the type of guy that I am, you know, when I was dating, you know, if I knew a girl liked me, but I knew she was shy, the beauty of it was just the mysterious part of it to try to, you know, peel that onion, you know, is go peel those layers of, you know, mm-hmm. you know, just talk and say hi and, mm-hmm. and this and this and this and, you know, go have, oh, would you like to go have an apple juice? You know, apple juice is the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Apple juice,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, you know, you got to peel those layers, man, and I'm not trying to say it's something to conquer because it makes it feel like a woman's an object, and that's never my intention. I think the fact that, you know, get to know a person to me is tantamount to those layers being peeled. That mystery, and to me, that whole, again, the journey. Me and Ordell was talking about the journey of bridges and the songs and things like that. The journey is the sexy part to me, and that mm-hmm. and that applies to you know, finding someone that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I think also, Julian, you know, when you said that, you know, you have to be comfortable before you ask, that would mean that maybe you've been around the person a couple of times, because I wouldn't expect for you, now this is strange that I'm going to say this, but it's kind of biased that I'm saying it too. It's kind of weird, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't expect for a female. I wouldn't expect for a female to ask a guy out on the first date. You know, like, I mean, the first time they see
you. You ever heard of Sadie Hawkins? Come on now, the Sadie Hawkins dance? That's basically the premise of the Sadie Hawkins dance in high school or junior high, is to have the girl ask you out.
Oh, see, I don't
know. That was the premise of Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah.
Okay, that was
There's a lot of aggressive women out there right now, so they don't have a problem with asking a guy out. Yeah.
They listening to Nicki Minaj and the Megan Thee Stallions and all that. So.
Oh Lord, yeah.
Yeah, they're quite aggressive these days. Yeah.
Would you be intimidated, Don, if a girl asked you out?
No.
Not at all.
Make your job easier, huh? None of it. I mean, yes. But again, I think the day, how I'm feeling that day, I think it's an aggressive woman. I don't know. I just like it. But I do, at the same time, I do like shy women. So it's kind of like that journey, whatever I do or how to decipher that, you know, it just depends on how I'm feeling that day, you know, when it mm-hmm. comes to trying to peel those layers of an aggressive woman versus peeling the layers of a shy woman. It's just you have to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And I love mm-hmm. adapting, so it doesn't matter if it's an aggressive woman or a shy woman. If she cute, mm-hmm. it don't matter.
All right. Who pays on the first date?
Oh, God. Here you go.
These are questions.
I would assume that the guy, it would still be the, I would assume, you know, yeah.
If you want to, you know, the easy traditional answer is say yes, the guy pays, you know. But, you know, you never know. You never know what today, you know, today's day and age, you know. I want a woman to be as liberated as she wants to. If you want to pay for my my McNuggets, please, by all means.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing, I think that, you know, women, like she was saying earlier, she got to be careful. And so a lot of times a woman will say, no, I don't want you to pay for mine because I don't want you to think anything. I don't pay for anything because you're not, you know, just because you paid for something, that don't mean you getting something. Right, I'm sorry for saying that, but that's just kind of like the way it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll just say, no, I, thank you, but not, you know, I could pay for mine, you pay for yours. But it's nice that he was, I'll take care of the bill. But I think some women would just step up and say, no, don't even try it, buddy.
And then he should know by the way the conversation, the evening or whatever is going, he should have an idea if, you know, if she wants to take it further or not, you know what I'm saying? So you kind of have an idea, okay, well, this date is not going good or this date is going pretty good. You can kind of feel each other vibes a little bit, but then a lot of times, you know, people can get, you know, mixed vibe, so I don't know. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think dating is fun. Dating is amazing. You know, because the reason why you're dating is because you don't have anyone. And so this has opened up an opportunity. This is a possibility that something could be happening, and it's a beautiful time. And so I would go into it with all optimism and just believing that, you know, we're going to have a great time and in hopes that something beautiful comes out of it. Because, listen, I wouldn't be going on a date. I wouldn't be going on a date with someone I'm not attracted to, first of all. Because a date is a date. You know how girls go sometimes say, hey, you want to go have some coffee? And a girl say, well, it's not a date, though, right? We're not dating, right? We could go, but it's not a date. Right? Because if you go out on a date, it's a suggestion that there's a possibility that something can happen.
Right.
Not that night, but I'm just saying something.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, all right, well, you know, we're running out of time. How does Julian feel about online dating? How do you feel about online dating?
You know what? To each his own. To me, that's kind of scary. But, you know, a lot of people do it, you know? Yeah, a lot of people do it. So, I wouldn't, you know, but like I said, a lot of people do it. They say it's safe and they screen and different things like that. So it all depends on the individual, you know, but that's not for me. But yeah, it all depends on the individual.
I took advantage of it in the late 90s and early 2000s, you know, there was, you know, on Black Planet or Black Voices and things like that. And, you know, it was fun for me, you know, but, you know, hey, to each his own, like you said, it's just, you know, you just never know. You know, it's like you're throwing the dice, these eHarmonies and all of that, you know, all of these websites and things like that. I'm sure these people get vetted, but, you know, at the same time, you know, you just don't know. So if you're, you know, I'm not going to say this is a thrill seeker or thing like that. Look, sometimes you just want to try something different as far as to find, you know, look for love or whatever, you know, even Tinder, you know, if you just want, you know, a nice little whatever at the end of the day. But, you know, you just got to be careful. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, Julian. I really do on that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
that's the bottom line.
About...
Be careful.
Yeah, well, I guess we don't have to worry about Julian getting kidnapped. She's all good. She said, I'm not doing that. Are you kidding me? Oh, I got to be careful. All right, Julian. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming back.
Thank you,
thank you for hanging out with us today. That was good. I appreciate it.
So my pleasure.
So, and I played your song.
Yes, I heard it and I enjoyed it. I actually listened to the whole album yesterday while I was doing my walk. So I enjoyed it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song on the Dynasty album?
Oh, oh my God, I was listening to them yesterday, and I'm like, oh, Groove Control, Take Another Look at Love, Something to Remember Me By. It's hard. I just Begun to Love You. Icebreaker.
Okay. So
it's hard. It's a lot of good ones.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's fine. You mixed up two albums together there. And
I did. Which one?
Icebreaker, Groove Control is on the same album. I Just Begun to Love You is on a different album.
Right. It's on the same album. Right. Uh-huh. Yep, the Second Adventure.
Right.
I love both of them.
But you love, you love the Dynasty, period. And we love that about you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you, sweetheart. And thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
And you take it easy.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Stay safe and have a wonderful, wonderful summer.
I will. Right. I will. Yeah.
It's starting
and you guys do the same. Yes, it is. Yes. Much love to you guys and you guys over in the UK. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's getting warm over there in the UK as well. So, all right. Well, thanks, Julian. God bless you.
Thank you.
And
thank you. You guys have a good one.
Amazing. You too.
And so, Julian.
Okay, thanks. Yes?
Julian,
yes?
What happens if a guy says, you know, I only meant to get my feet wet.
Then I'll say, welcome into my dreams.
I only meant to wet my feet, but Lord have mercy, girl. I've fallen in love with you. Oh, my. Does it matter if a guy's intentions initially wasn't like, I'm coming after you, it just grew to that. Does it matter to you what the intentions were in the beginning? Or are you like okay with the change? Like, oh, you like me now? Oh, okay. But you didn't like me before. Does that bother you at all?
Well, you know, it's just a part of growing. So it could be something about that person. You may just never even notice about them. But then later on, you know, you kind of pick it up and, you know, okay, I like that, you know. So it's just a part of getting to know that person. So,
Okay. Awesome.
Did you get that word there when I said welcome into my dreams? That was the other whisper song.
I guess.
That was a good one,
it.
Too. Welcome in. That was a good one, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's always keep the dream, right? Dream on.
Yes.
All right. Okay, guys. Well, thank you. And we'll be right back and close out the show right after this. This is for you, Julie.
Okay, thanks.
To know when I first met you, all the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught
All right, guys. Well, God bless you all, and thank you so much for tuning in to Soul Eye Records Radio today. We appreciate you, love you, and we just wish that for a wonderful weekend for all of you guys. And thanks for your questions, thanks for your time, and thanks for being our friends here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Thanks, Greg, for blessing us with your amazing abilities and your friendship and your love. And I want to thank everybody for just hanging out today. Thanks to all the people that were sending in questions. We appreciate you. Julian, you are a little queen, a princess, a beauty, a beautiful woman, and we love you here at Soul Eye Records Radio. You can call in any day. All right? All right, you guys, all take care and have a wonderful rest of your night.